The Normal Town Council has approved the $29 million Trail East project on Uptown Circle. It's a five-story mixed-use building with apartments on top, retail on the bottom, and office space in the middle. Usually, the mayors of Bloomington and Normal join us the day after council meetings. Today, though, Mayor Chris Koos of Normal is taking a break, and Councilmember Jeff Fritzen has stopped in. Welcome. The town is also offering lower-cost parking to the 270 new people who will be in that building, working, and in some cases, living there. Do you know the cost of that benefit and incentive right on top of the $8 million in tax increment financing money to be paid out over the next 19 years?
I don't know that we have a exact number on that yet. No, the staff is going to study the parking situation a bit to make sure we're not overcommitting and the like, you know, because most of these bigger developments uptown, we've committed blocks of parking places within some of the garages and the like to different uses. And so that wasn't part of our report, you know, the cost of the parking. But we know maybe the biggest cost of the parking is that there will be fewer surface spaces, which people seem to really want, because the building's going to go on that footprint where today there is surface parking. So that's not a dollar cost, but, you know, it is a cost of convenience, and we understand that. So that's one reason the staff is going to study parking, the impact beyond just those spaces we're dedicating, but also maybe looking at a couple of alternatives where people could locate parking.
Do you think the dynamic of parking ease in uptown is going to change enough to put a chill on traffic in the area?
No doubt it will for some people, because they've told us so. You know that, and there are a number of people who just don't like the idea of parking in a parking garage and have never adapted to it. But the traffic level uptown doesn't seem to diminish; it seems to grow. And I think the other side of that are those who like the environment, the location, the mix of shops and restaurants and services there enough that they will do what's necessary. Personally, you know, when I go uptown, I'm no different than anybody else. I look for the obvious place to park first, and typically have not had an issue finding a surface spot to park in without ever having parked really in the area where this building's going to go. I do park in a parking garage, for meetings and events at the Marriott, things of that nature. I don't have a problem with that. And, when we go to Chicago, you just know that you're going to be parking in a parking garage. And so Uptown Normal, you have a mix. You know, there are times, you know, maybe certain times when the parking garage is the better option. Other times, there's just something about parking on the street or in a parking lot that is much more inviting. And so we'll continue to have that mix. And I think people that want to frequent uptown and take advantage of what's available uptown, they'll figure out a way to, what's most convenient for them.
Would you address the historic preservationists' concerns?
I think Mayor Koos did a great job at the meeting last night. And as I listened to him going through the inventory, I watched and he had, you know, just his own pencil scratch notes about different properties, because he has, you know, been connected to historic preservation in the community for 30 years. And he went down this inventory of all the different businesses, over 20 in Uptown Normal, that have benefited from the Uptown vision, in that they either were recipients of facade grants or other assistance to restore, and in some instances, a couple of them, tear down a false facade and get back to what the original look of the building was. So I know there's a concern every time a single property is considered expendable, which, you know, the town did buy 104 and 108 in those addresses in order to be in a position to have some flexibility in working with developers. And this actually is one of those developments where those having the ownership of those properties is a benefit to us as we negotiate. So we haven't stripped out Uptown Normal for all new development, we really encouraged redevelopment and restoration, and a great deal of that has taken place. So we think it's a good trade where, you know, a couple of properties here for a new major development are worth that investment when, you know, we've got a couple of dozen properties that have done the other thing, and that is, you know, tighten up what they've got and give it new life.
Other public officials, former Mayor Paul Harmon, Mayor Chris Koos, have remarked on your ability to deliberate and consider, and your talk about making a decision and letting it rest and coming back and checking it again. It's kind of a hallmark of the way you approach service. What other aspects of leadership can you share with the town, the public, and perhaps your successor about how you approach the job of leadership and service?
You learn a lot as you go. And at some point in time, I learned you don't always need to be the first one to say what you feel or tell what you have on your mind. Sometimes it's better to sit back and listen to everyone else and to sort through that a bit and then determine what your response is. So that's something that, again, I learned over time and over these last 16 years. I think that 4 years off really kind of gave me a new perspective, gave me kind of a fresh look at things. And I would say these last 16 years, I've probably been a much more effective council person in my mind than I was. Some people, you know, maybe are interested in getting elected and serving one term and getting that one point across, but on a local level, I don't think that's the right mindset, the right attitude, and that gets back to that heart thing that I was talking about before.
Jeff Fritzen is a 32-year member of the Normal Town Council.